normal album. This one was a specific request from my dear friend Maddie W.
I love this song.
So we're gonna get that banging. Let's freaking go.
Woo.
I'm scared.
Wait, why are you scared?
I don't know.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
The other song's fading out, guys. Give it a second.
Yeah, boy. Here we go.
And.
Maybe that's a kooky situation.
So let's go back to the little kitty old tambo again.
That was that song by that guy.
It was Selfless
by the Strokes.
That was Selfless by the Strokes, guys. Everyone's been saying this.
Obviously.
I'm coming on mic 4.
I'm in the beat.
We're switching out, yeah. It's in the hour.
Oh, it is true. It's the top of the hour.
It's top of the hour.
What did,
They're like Jacksepticeye. Doesn't he say that?
Top of the morning.
Oh, top of the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm so loud in my mic. What is happening? Oh. That's like, I'm like scarily loud in here right now. I'm really scared. I'm in front of On's laptop. I'm gonna play Umamamasumi.
What?
Umamumasume.
Oh, I do have that on my tablet. I listen. It probably has to update though. So
there's also Love in Deep Space on here.
What?
I want you guys to know I didn't even get to log in because it downloaded and it took
What's
too long.
What's the pizza game?
I didn't play it. I didn't play it because it took too long to download. When I don't care anymore.
To play the game. It's so important to me.
Wait, why is your mic not on? What mic are you on?
I'm on two.
Two.
I saw you turn off two.
Oh, it was silencing me.
It was off for a second, but it's on now, which is good.
Well, no, you have to play it.
Okay, I will play.
You have
I'm
to play
playing
it.
Pizza.
It's a good. The pizza one is a good
pizza.
Game. Pizza one is a good game.
Anyways.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay,
should
sure.
we say it?
Oh, sure.
Should we say the legal ID?
Oh, yes. You are listening to Vinylthon, 24 hours of pure vinyl programming right here on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial.
Do not touch that dial.
See, it would have been perfect if I had everything queued
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
That
I didn't get to tell
right
you before
now,
I turned on my mic, but it's okay. I can keep chatting.
You're good.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Vinylthon. They're on to hour two with Alani, On, and Maddie. This is a... Actually, no, never mind.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna make a joke about our trio name, but those who snow, like I don't need
those
to.
Those who snow.
I don't need. To, everyone doesn't need to know yeah. that, you know. That's some things are better. Some people are better left with their. Some secrets are better. I don't know.
Some things are left better left said unsaid.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay. I'm. Some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Some things are better left unsaid. What is that?
I know, there's like kind of beautiful music in
I heard
the background.
Meow.
It might be my headphones.
Oh.
It is.
It definitely. Do you want me to pause it? Where's your phone?
No, it's just the whatever you're playing, it's coming through my headphones from the tablet. It's connected to my tablet.
Oh. How do I turn off the sound?
There's two volume buttons at the top.
Wait,
it's kind of beautiful.
Check it.
It's not like you can.
I pressed the wrong thing.
What did you do?
I don't know. This tablet feels really nice.
Does
Thank
it have
you.
The paper thing on it?
It does not.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to get it, though.
It feels like paper.
Oh, it's just like
I've
paper.
I mean, I'm not a, like, I don't draw, but like.
All right.
I don't know how I feel about
did
that.
Did you find
paper
the PSA?
Feeling.
Yes, I did. I found everything. All right, you're listening to Vinylthon. Wait,
on
WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Whoa! Oh, nothing.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Hello, everyone, and we are back with Vinylthon 2026 on WONY 90.9 FM. FM Oneonta. FM Oneonta. That's right.
And I'm still... Oh.
Oh, you're on.
Oh, I'm on.
Oh, you're on.
Oh, my God.
Maddie's on. Oh, we're on.
Sorry, I was just... I'm so locked into my Pixel Blast or whatever game.
My dad texted me this joke earlier because I was like, oh, me, Maddie W, and On are on air. And then he said you guys are on air, but yeah. Get it. But,
oh, my goodness.
He doesn't even know that your show is called
He doesn't even know my show's... My DJ name is On Air. My show is Chit Chat every Saturday.
It was Clean Out the Attic last semester.
It was Clean Out the Attic last semester. The attic. All right.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, I don't know what it'll be next semester, but stay tuned. All right, what we got up next?
Next semester when you're unk. Oh, my God.
Shut up.
And you're becoming unk?
You're becoming unk, too.
No, I would never become unk.
Everyone I know
you're the same age as me.
I would never be unk.
You are in the same year as me.
I would never be unk, though.
Hey, I want everyone to know I take Beth pride Buckley. In the unk status. You know how badly I wish I was just 30 instead of 20 right now. I've been unk since I was 14, guys. This is not new.
That's so beautiful.
This is not new, you know? Anyways. What is this next song? This next song is a classic. Everyone knows the song. This is a great song. I don't know whose album this is, but it was in my attic, so I guess it's mine now. This is Who Do You Love by Bernard... Whoa! Bernard Wright.
Did I stop it?
No, just put it down. Hashtag enjoy. Oh. Nope, that's automated.
Thank you.
That was Who Do You Love by Bernard Wright.
That was
absolute
beautiful.
Absolute classic. Everyone knows that song.
I didn't. I'm so sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
You know what? That's okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I forgive you for that.
Thank you so much.
Everyone who has a little bit of melanin should know that song. I love that guy. What are we playing next? What's next on the list?
Beth Buckley.
Let me get a Jeff Buckley.
Lover, you should have come over.
Lover, you should have come over.
All right.
Oh, we're good.
Do you want to talk? I can talk about it.
Do you have anything to say about it?
Say something about Lover Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley.
Okay. Is my mic on? Oh,
your mic is on.
I can hear myself. Okay. This is Lover You Should Have Come Over by Beth Buckley. Oh, yeah. Maddie's showing me games on their phone right now. Let me get a games on my phone. Yeah, Lover You Should Have Come Over. I have personal history with this song, I guess. They're like last summer. It was the very first time I got introduced to Silver Springs.
Yes!
Silver Springs. Silver Springs at, what is the other song by Maria's?
The song by the Maria's?
Come Back to Me by the Maria's. And then it was Lover, You Should Come Over.
Mm-hmm.
Trio. And it was just like, literally, nothing happened. Nothing was wrong. But I was like, listening to those songs every single... Guys, listening to breakup songs when there's nothing going on in your life is so fun. genuinely, not a single thing was wrong. I was living a beautiful life. Like, I was having a great summer. And I was like, nah, like, I'm gonna play this, like, Silver Springs, Lover, You Should Have Come Over. Like,
well, that's in, like, the big top three. I think it's top three. Lover, You Should Have Come Over, Come Back to Me, and... No, Come Back to Me by RM, right?
No, Come Back to Me by the Maria's.
Come Back to Me by the Maria's. And then what's RM's song?
Talk to Me.
Ooh. Is it just Come...
That's the wrong song. Sorry, guys.
Wait, Mama, let's research. Mama, let's research.
Back to Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that mixed in with Roses by Jaehyun, because I just like Jaehyun a lot. Woo.
Yeah.
Literally, guys, if you're bored and you're like, nah, like, I need some fun. Because it was like, I wouldn't listen to it during the weekdays. Like, this was a weekend only journey. Because during the weekdays, I only had an hour break and I'm working with 6-year-olds. Like, I can't be listening. Am I echoing? Or is it just how that sounds in the headphones?
You sound echoey
to me. You
sound
normal to me.
I sound echoey to you, right? Is it because our mics are too close?
I mean, I sound fine though to myself.
Yeah, Maddie sounds fine. I sound like an echo master.
You could switch to the mic, a different one though.
Oh, I don't want to move. Hold on, wait.
Here, wait.
Just reach it over.
Mic three does not go.
It should be able to go under. I mean,
what
do
you
want
you
mine?
And Maddie just share
and
one mic.
I'll take three.
If we shared one mic, I'd be talking over Maddie the whole time.
Do you want me to take three and you take two?
Okay, let's try that.
Okay,
wait, we're switching.
Oh, whoa. Wait, I'll beatbox while we transition.
We're ready. All right. Oh, I'm loud as heck. I don't know.
Turn me on.
Oh.
Maddie's mic.
Oh. Wait, whoa.
Mic two and mic three.
Yeah.
I'm a little loud. You probably should turn me down a bit.
Three?
Yeah.
You're on mic three? Mic three is at zero.
What?
No. Mic three. Maddie's on mic three. You have to put it up, like the volume. I'm on mic two. I said, so yeah, turn me down a little bit.
Can you hear me? Oh, really okay, loud. There we go. Yeah.
Can you see and hear? Can you hear and see me?
Can you hear and see me? Can you see me and hear me?
Can you hear me and see me? Did you turn mic four off?
Yes, it's off.
I could probably just talk into both at the same time.
I think mic four's supposed to be over here. I think mic three's supposed to be here.
Yeah, I think
why
so.
Is it?
I was gonna say it seems a little out of order.
I don't know why people are just like.
There we go. I don't know why we're playing merry-go-round with the mics. I don't know what's going on, guys. Like, guys,
we're just moving things around.
Can you guys
just
hear? My dad said you're better now.
My dad said echo on the air.
Thank you, Maddie's dad. Thank you, my dad.
We gotta figure it out.
So yeah, Love Your Show Come Over. If you're like, yeah, so I work with 6-year-olds. I was a kindergarten camp counselor. I'm a soldier. Like, I'm a veteran of war. Like, actually, like, that was crazy. Actually, no disrespect to actual veterans. We love and respect veterans. But genuinely, like, working with 6-year-olds is crazy. Like, but I would, like, on weekends, I'd be like, here's me having a great weekend. I'm hanging out with my family. let's play the evil trio and pretend I'm going through a really bad breakup. And it was great. Mm. And I posted on my close friend's story and I go, this is peak.
This every is peak. Single, everyone, every, everyone
over, there, over the summer. And I'd get my loyal story likers would like it. And I'd be like, yeah. I think what's wrong with you? I was like, literally nothing. Like, actually, like, literally nothing. It's all a farce. Like, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine.
The songs are just really good.
It's just really good.
It's just so good. But yeah.
True.
So this lover just gonna come over. I just have a lot of personal history with that one. This was last summer's anthem. This is life's anthem.
It really was. I got that album for my birthday for my sister last summer. Yeah.
My good sister Emma.
She's not even listening, so.
Emma and
Caden.
Damn it.
Emma and Caden.
I don't think my brother is listening. If Jacob and Lee are listening, and maybe Elijah, shout out. If you guys aren't, it's fine.
Whatever.
I know they're in Pennsylvania, so they're probably busy. And Leah might have a game. I don't know why it's tangled.
Let's play the song and we'll figure out whatever is going
on. Yeah, you can just put it down.
I can't see anything. I'm blocked by the computer monitor, so you guys can be naked.
Like, I'm just tangled up over here.
We're tangled up, and you can just put down the thing.
I'm coming to untangle you guys. I'm waiting.
Yeah, you can put it down. I set it up, I think.
This Lover, I Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley.
I think the other song just ending.
Listening.
There you go.
The shoes fill up with water. Open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one in dreams.
It's never over. Whoa.
Oh my god.
It's like he's coming from the heavens.
I'm like ascending. Oh my god.
Wait, that was kind of beautiful harmonization, guys.
The new Jeff Buckley.
Is the DJ Pioneer off?
It's off.
Oh, yeah.
It's never over. Oh, my blood.
I know the lyrics, guys. I swear to God.
Hi, guys. I'm actually Jeff Buckley. Like, actually, in real life, like, I am Jeff Buckley.
So, we got Jeff Buckley in the studio today. Hey, Jeff Buckley.
Hi. It feels great to be Jeff Buckley.
So, when did you become a woman?
Cut the camera. Cut the cameras. We can't talk about this here. Email me. Can't talk about this here. Email me. Anyways, on. What's the next song? Never mind. He's not at the mic.
Sorry, I'm trying to count the rings on this Yes album because I can't. And I can't tell when the next song starts. So hold on. I'm counting the rings. We're going to be there in a second.
You got this.
Okay,
you got
we might as well chat it up.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm planning for the song to be Long Distance Runaround.
Okay.
Long distance
run around. Ann's planning for big things to happen.
Big
right
things
now.
Are happening. We have about 30 minutes left in our slot because we talk so much, apparently.
And it's about nothing.
And hi, nothing.
And it's about nothing.
It's literally about
the
nothing
burger.
The nothing burger conversations in the studio with Maddie on and Honey, as usual. If you guys aren't aware, what's happening?
Have you ever just, like, looked, like, who are these people? Whose wedding was this?
Must have been Namjoon's.
Okay, I want to say it's these two, but, like, why? He's got mud on his pants.
Ew. But they're, like, at the sea.
What are you guys
they all have mud. Look at it.
Talk about the cover of RM's wrong person, right time.
I wear my glasses.
Well, just so you know, they all have mud, like, on their pants.
Why?
And then, like, were they in the water?
Speaking of mud. We had to walk up the grass.
We did.
Earlier, because the basement door is locked to Hunt Union.
It is locked, yes.
For no reason.
I also found that out.
Hunt Union employees, please. Guys, please.
Please.
I need to come in for Vinylthon.
They don't even know that Vinylthon is going on right now.
They don't even know Vinylthon is going on right now.
Programming on WONY 90.9 FM.
Literally, Onyanta. WONY 90.9 FM, Onyanta.
Like, this girl doesn't look happy.
What if it's like a doomed marriage?
I hope not. They look like they're a beautiful couple. Look at them.
They are a gorgeous. I hate mud. That actually makes me so angry. Like, I despise mud.
Like, her whole dress is in mud.
That's
now.
A beautiful dress to be in mud.
Like, I mean, I guess do whatever you want on your wedding day.
I'm gonna judge you. I do whatever I want, but
like,
I'm gonna
your
judge
dress
you.
Has mud on it, though.
Yeah,
just
but
so you know.
I specifically am going to judge you the whole time. So, Ann, how's it looking over there?
I think, listen, again, like a lot of these albums, I haven't given them a full listen. I do think that this is the right song.
All
right.
Okay.
If there's any classic Yes fans, let me know if this is Long Distance Runabout, Runaround. Long Distance Runaround. It should be. But anyways, okay. All right, this is a classic Yes.
Woo! Right.
Yay! I'm saying yes.
Just like Eve's.
What?
Your best? Like how it looks like your best?
Oh, say your best.
Say your best?
Say your best.
Your best.
Eve's? That's how you say.
Thank you.
Hello. I like that song a lot.
That was a really good song. I enjoyed that.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, my mic is on.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you.
Hello, is my mic on?
Can you guys hear and hear me and see me and hear me?
Can you see me and hear me and see me and hear me?
Can you guys hear and see me and hear me and see me? Oh, I didn't set up my vinyl.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, Maddie isn't here to talk to you, so I don't even... Wait,
I can talk to you guys.
Okay, On's going to talk to everyone. I'm going to set
up
my vinyl.
Don't worry, it's me, On, the owner of Chit Chat every Saturday. All right, let me chill. I've already shouted out my own show like 5 times. That was Classic Yes. I don't know. I know that their name is Yes. I don't know if Classic...
Is Jeff Buckley still on there?
You know what? Maybe this is actually a compilation album. This might be a best of. I'm not sure. Classic. Hold on. Let me look at the thing. Classic Yes. I realize a lot of these albums that came from my attic are usually, like, EPs or, like, the best ofs. I'm not sure. I really don't know. Well, it's classic, so maybe it is, like... All the classic yeses. All right,
Jeff, back.
The only, like, song I know from Yes by heart is Roundabout, and that's only because that was an outro for an anime I really liked. So that was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. What season was that? That was, like, season...
Side A?
I think that was season 2. I'll be a roundabout.
Me trying to impress confused trees, like, what's happening?
What are you doing?
It doesn't say which side is A.
Like, what side? Which
side is B, so I'm just assuming the other side is A.
Oh, okay, okay. Sure, whatever. Sure. Well, you can put emojis in the
I didn't know that.
You got guys, all right, I'm sorry. I was just about to offend a lot of people on the air just now.
What?
I was about to offend a lot of people on the air. I was just going to say how much I hate Apple products. Sorry, guys.
I really don't like Mac, though. I don't like
either. I've heard that, I will say, I've...
Wait, on the DJ's off, right?
Yes, it's off. My family always grew up with Android or, like, Microsoft products, so I don't really know anything about iPhones or anyone's. Anytime someone hands me their iPhone, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what the swipe to unlock is. Like, I don't, like, no, don't give that to me. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. So the only, like, the computers here in, like, the art building. Oh, okay, good. The computers here in, like, the art building are MacBooks. And they're good for design. I think they have a great display. They're nice and fast, for Illustrator and the Adobe.
I love Adobe personally.
I don't want to use it for anything else.
Yeah, I really don't like Macs. I do have an iPhone, but I really don't like Macs, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just like the file, I don't like that. Okay, you can put stuff on the desktop, okay? Why can they, like, overlap each other? Why can I lose my files on the desktop because,
like,
there's too
doing?
Many covering each other? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, like,
I don't like
doing,
that. I don't like when the apps try to open and they, like, jump in your toolbar. No. Baby, no.
Baby,
no jumping.
Baby, no.
Like, I know Dada.
Yeah,
like,
I know Dada, and he would never do that.
Please,
yeah, I don't... I like my iPhone a lot. I can't say that I don't enjoy it, but I really, really... I have... Anyone who I know that has a Mac, I have probably told to your face that I hate Macs.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I genuinely cannot stand Mac. They're terrible for running games on.
Yes.
Just terrible. Like, it'll literally explode your Mac if you open anything else besides Google Chrome for longer than 5 seconds.
And a lot of games aren't made to run on a Mac.
They're made to run on, like
Windows
products.
Half the most popular games, you can't, like, a Mac doesn't
support
that.
Sims would cause a Mac to explode.
And explode.
But I have my trusty
gigabyte CC custom CC.
See, I had to delete all my CC because it was making my Windows computer explode.
Maybe so, it's not the computer then. Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's just my fault. Actually, I don't know. What do I have on? I have Monster Prom on my laptop. I have Monster Prom.
Oh yeah, the dating one.
Yeah, I have Monster Prom. But I really like Monster Prom. I have The Sims Monster Prom.
I used to watch YouTubers play the heck out of Monster
Prom.
Dude,
I think I remember watching it a little bit. I really, really, I feel like I want to get more into games, but I feel like I only really play games over the break, and I'm usually working during the summer, so it's not really, I don't have a lot of, like, downtime, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Especially if I'm a counselor again this summer.
Yeah.
Knock on wood
you
that I will get an
really,
internship,
you
but.
You can't really get into, like, a game that has a long, like, that needs you to be involved, you know?
That's why I can't replay Mystic Messenger.
Anata yo message.
Who was your favorite in Mystic Messenger?
Ooh. I don't remember any of their names. Who was the white guy? Nope. V? The guy with the white hair?
Zen?
Zen.
I liked Zen too.
I thought he was cute. I didn't like him, personality-wise.
Oh, I thought he was cute. I liked him.
I thought he was cute.
But, like, that was, like, I kind of, like, he would, like, do stuff and I'd be like, oh, like, I would probably do that if I was him. Mm, so maybe that was just twin and that's why
maybe,
I liked him.
Yeah, maybe
so
that
much.
Was, like, your kin.
That was, like, Kenny. Like, I don't know. I really liked, what was it, Yoo-sung? The blonde one?
Yes, I was just gonna say, I liked that guy.
I liked him a lot. Everyone, like, gets on him about the weird, like, stuff, but, like, that's my friend, bro.
Like don't hate on him.
Everyone be nice. Like, he was going through a lot. Like, that's my friend. I really did not like 707. I did not care for him. Yeah, I really... we should do a talk show together. Sorry.
Yeah, we should. Can I say something?
Yes?
I've been meaning to invite, like, my friends to chit-chat this entire semester, because that was supposed to be the whole point of chit-chat. I've not had a single person on
chit-chat.
When do
you do it?
And what?
When do you have chit-chat again?
I have chit-chat Saturday. See, I have it Saturday at 11 a.m. None of my friends are, like, doing stuff at 11 in the morning.
No,
or, like, they're doing other stuff.
Half of us are in
practice
at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the other half don't want to be up. That early. So,
well, I don't even want to be up that early, but practice is practice,
exactly.
Man.
So
I got to be there for
you know,
for
that's so many bad timing for chit chat.
Don't worry,
but...
I had bad timing for misaligned music this year because everyone had class. Apparently, everyone has a 4 p.m. class this semester.
Yeah.
During a Monday. And so I've just had no one be able to listen
exactly.
to my show. Except for my goat, Kira. Kira has tuned in every week, actually.
Shout
Thank you, Kira.
Kira.
Thank you, Kira. But
all right, what
know.
Song is this?
This is Let It Happen by Tame Impala.
Okay.
This was actually Maddie's request. Maddie's on a break right now. So yeah, I'm playing Let It Happen by Tame Impala. I think you can just press play. It should be in the right spot.
Oh, it's in the right spot.
I hope.
Let It Happen by Tame Impala.
Oh yeah.
not over. It was skipping really bad. I didn't know what to do. No, you're good. Okay, I was about to like start scratching it. Like what? I didn't want to do that to your team in
Paradise. Well, that was let it happen for what we heard.
It gets stuck there for a little bit, and then you have to pick it up and just move it over.
It went like full skip like 10 times. I was like,
Maddie, I didn't see your other text at all. I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
I was like, I'm going to be hungry when you get there, so I might as well.
I didn't bring anything.
Well, we can stop at the vending machine.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't do that. It's always around me, always home. Were you aware that you're going to be here from 5 to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, cool, because I wasn't.
He was aware.
I was aware. 3 to 5 being 6.
Okay, so 3 to 6.
Yes.
Okay.
3 to 6.
Yeah, so we're here for the first 2 hours, but Alan's going to do the last one on his own.
It's probably just going to be jazz. Maybe I'll run the classic yes back up. Mm-hmm. I have some Spyro Gyra and some weather report.
Some Spyro Gyra!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's 446.
So, ooh.
I wish we didn't have run through.
Ooh, yeah. I like that sound. It kind of doesn't sound like a dog sniffing.
Should we do ASMR?
Does that sound like a dog sniffing?
It does. If I was like... POV, okay. POV, you're at the hair salon with me.
Please don't make me bald. No!
POV, I'm shaving you. I'm making you bald.
POV, never get a haircut.
You come in for a trim and you leave bald.
Worst hairstylist ever. What's the next song?
The next song is Don't You Want Me.
Yay!
Don't you want me, baby?
Oh, no. Sorry, guys. Oh. I lied. This is Love Action.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you play Don't You
Love Action?
Can you play Don't You Want Me, like, instead?
Yeah, like, we can, but he goes, something, Love Action was... Okay, whatever. We can play...
sorry. We're too. I'm too normie to know more of the. I almost said.
Okay. I want you to know. Those are also the two. Those are the only two.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you want me, baby? What if it was Dracula? Okay. I want to suck you. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby?
Don't You Want Me by the Human League.
I was looking for a job and I...
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that was Love Action. Love Action is good.
Well, we got a little hit
then
of it.
Then I found a job. Is that from that song?
We're going to find out.
We're going to see.
That was Don't You Want Me Baby by the Human League. Everyone knows that one. I can't believe that you guys want to listen to that one over Human Nature, but I'm just saying.
Hey.
I mean Love Action.
Hey.
What?
Every time you say Love Action, I think you're saying, like, Love Actually, like the movie.
I was just talking about how I, like, cried at the funeral scene.
Yeah.
That movie.
Sad movie.
That's so bizarre. It honestly, nothing got me just besides the funeral scene. Funerals was just man.
Nothing about that movie got me, low-key.
It was a nice, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah. And he had the cards, and it was Christmas, and yeah.
Me and Maddie have to go.
Yeah.
So we're saying goodbye.
Yeah.
This is our goodbye.
This is my first video on Instagram.
It's a shirtless. Guys, we drove back from BJ's Brew House yesterday and played a dichotomy of music, okay? We started with Pancakes Go, and then Ryan had us listen to some Ray song that was like 5 minutes. And then we switched back, and we were like, let's get some Disney up in here. We played some Descendants songs. Oh my God, I love Descendants. Then we drove from Descendants to Team Beach Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Victorious.
No. It was High School Musical.
High School Musical. And then Victorious.
And then
Team Beach Movie. And then we jumped back to something else. And then more Team Beach Movie. And then we did more Panic. And it was really, really good. Ended on House of Memories.
That's such a good song. That brought me back when it started.
We built this house.
Like, listening to that slow reverb.
I could slow reverb for you right now.
We built this house on memories. Take my picture now.
Like, that brought me back.
Really good song. But yeah, we are heading to Terps Run Through. Guys, Terps tickets go on sale tomorrow. So
tomorrow,
buy your Terps tickets.
Yes.
Come see OK Crew in Terps. Come see Terps in Terps. And come see Exclusive in Terps.
Yeah.
It'd be super freaking
But
lit
mostly
show.
Just come to see OK Crew, guys.
Come see OK Crew because we're an OK Crew and I'm gonna plug my club. So
we're doing some really, really cool songs.
We're doing cool songs. So yeah. Anyways, thanks for having us, Woni.
Yep.
Oh, you're gonna say something on?
I was gonna say that, my outro. Anyways, that was my beautiful, lovely friend, DJ Lonnie Mendez, here at the show. And my other beautiful friend,
It's our hey.
Whoa. And my other beautiful friend, Maddie Wick, here to join me in the studio. Everything from going on is solo show. They have to run. But, you know, the programming goes until 7.
Yeah.
So there's one more person after me.
That's true.
And just have to enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Vinylathon 2026 on WONY. FM Oniyanta. Come listen to Miss Alani's music every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Listen to Miss Alani's music.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's Monday.
I think I'm doing K-pop again, so get ready for that, guys. But.
Oh, I'm ready.
Anyways, we're freaking out of here. Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye on.
Yep. Well, don't forget. Okay, everyone, I will be here until 6 o'clock playing jazz and whatever the frick. I don't even know yet. But I'll be back after those messages, and just hang on tight, guys. See you soon.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Woni Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your Woni Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hello, everyone. My name is Army DJ On Air, and we are back with another hour of Vinylthon. Vinylthon today ends at 7, so after my hour, which ends at 6, we're just going to be here and hanging out until 7 p.m. So hopefully you guys just were here at the hour where my dear friend Alani, who has a show tomorrow at 4, and Maddie Wick were here in the studio joining us. They have unfortunately left, and it's just me now. I low-key have a lot of vinyls I actually want to play, so the talking here will probably be minimum. I'm just going to try my best to make some pretty okay transitions and just kind of keep it going. I don't really know what we have yet. I have a UB40 vinyl I want to play, and I want to go back and play Love Action, because apparently everyone wants to listen to Don't You Want Me Baby and not Love Action, which is fine, but personally I like Love Action more. So we're going to go back and play Love Action. and then I have this other New Wave album that I've never really heard of at all. So we're going to experience that together. That's Ice House. I actually played one song, I think, when we started at 3. So we're just going to keep going with that. See what else is on there. Get a couple more tracks in. And what else? I don't know. I have Ice House, I have Heaven 17. I have no idea what Heaven 17 is. I might play some more classic, yes. And we're definitely going to try to get to at least one Spyro Gyra and at least one Weather Report song, because I know each song is like 7 minutes respectively on any given album of theirs. So, you know. All right, we're starting off strong with Ice House. I don't know what song this is. I think this is the first off the... This is the song Ice House off the album Ice House by the band Ice House. Okay, hopefully you guys enjoy. Let's just see what's going on here, shall we? Ice House. Oh, any moment now. Oh, I hear it.